Well, this exhibit marks the end of the decade, the 2005-2015 Water for Life decade. During the water decade, we are trying to show that much progress has taken place in improvements of water and sanitation. And this is what the exhibit is about. But it's not only about that. It's about bringing the testimonies of the people who have benefited from water and sanitation projects during the water decade. So we try to bring the real people who matter.
Let's take a tour of this exhibition.
Basically, the main message of this first panel is that really we can be proud of the achievements in water and sanitation. The Millennium Development Goals were very, very positive for water and sanitation.
Okay, let's go to the next panel here.
We have a beautiful photograph from a little boy from Moldova. This is a project in Moldova. Is about, you know, how in schools you have improved access to water and sanitation, how more than 2.3 billion people have got access to water services. That's very important. And also how more than 2 billion people have got access to an improved sanitation facility, latrine, etc. So we want to really focus on what the progress has been. The way the different panels are organized, that you have a photo, you have the testimony of the persons, which has been very hard to collect, to tell you the truth. And then we have a little description of the project, where they come from. So we have here a very nice testimony from the Republic of Congo. This is the village chief.
Let's go closer. We can read this.
He basically said, we had been really struggling with water. We now see how unsafe water and lack of toilets was affecting our community's health. This is another one from Bolivia, from Cochabamba, and beautiful project. It's called Sodis. This, in fact, is one of the award winners of the Water for Life decade. And we have some of their photographs here, basically saying the lives of people have changed. We now know that we should not take water from the river or from the tap because it is not safe. Now we put water in transparent bottles and use sunlight to kill the bugs so we have safe water. And this is one that I really like. These are some little boys, also from the Republic of Congo, throwing water. Probably it's the first time they've been able to throw water. It takes them so much of their lives to go and pick up the water and come back home that now suddenly, you know, it's a beautiful photograph with the children so happy. And there is a statement from the village chief. I actually had a dream that clean water came to our village. It's something we have wished for such a long time now, but today it's really become a reality. It is a proud day for everybody living in Galliema.
It's beautiful, yes, and they are all smiles. Yeah. Now, there's a beautiful lady here smiling.
Beautiful lady. This panel has been very successful, and this is a lady from Tanzania. It's a panel that was facilitated by an organization called Women for Water Partnership, and it's basically about women taking ownership and leadership in water provision. They are the ones who, at the end of the day, get more affected, so they'll also be the ones who get empowered by it. And so this is basically making an statement of, we used to fetch water from faraway places. We lack time for gathering feed for the livestock and preparing children for school. Now we have time to do such activities because water is available here. So it's about people really saying what is meant for them.
So where do we go from here?
And the second part of the exhibition is about voices of pride. So basically what we want to know is that really, in order to improve water and sanitation, there is all these multifaceted aspects of water, including, you know, flood protection. This is a beautiful photo from a lady from the Netherlands, that they have this project of making room for the river, and as a way of flood management, of, you know, not only make dikes and get the rivers restricted, but also making the floodplains available for the river to flood them when there is more rain. Basically, this part of the exhibition, what we're trying to do is to show that people are proud of their achievements and what they have done. It's not only about what other people are doing for them, it's about what they have done for themselves.
Let's go to the last part of the exhibition.
Yeah, the last part of the exhibition is really about the voices of hope, and this really is trying to point out to what is left to do. We saw that there has been progress, but there is still 748 million people without safe access to water. There is more than 2.5 billion people without safe access to sanitation, and 1 billion people who thus open defecation. So those are the kind of things we want to change. But not only that, there is issues of losing wetlands, losing biodiversity. 80% of the wastewater in the world is not treated. So we really need to make sure that these things improve. So it's a very complete exhibition in which what we are trying to do is exactly that, try to see progress, yes, pride. People are really the protagonists of this, and obviously future.